This is GQDN for Wednesday, May 6th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes, including Questworthy. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, there's a Battle.net sale going on. Minecraft Movie 2, anyone? And Ubisoft says, nice try, y'all. We begin today with what was announced yesterday. Summer's Games Fest. Nintendo Everything did say this. And they did say they'll be coming this June. The Summer Games Fest will run from June 5th to the 8th. And you know Jeff, he'll be opening the showcase. And he'll be going over with a lot of other shows that weekend. So, as you well know, Summer's Game Fest does pack a lot of different games to it. As to what, that is what we do not know right now. But the kickoff to the weekend, to that weekend, will begin at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10 p.m. BST, 11 p.m. CEST, and 2 p.m. Pacific Time. So, that will be that. Now, the full schedule goes with the event, and this goes around the time of the official Summer Game Fest. So before that will be the Accessibility Summer Showcase. That will be on the 5th of June at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Day of the Devs will happen right after the Summer Showcase. Wholesome Direct will be on the 6th of June at noon Eastern Time. The Future Game Show Summer Showcase will be at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. The Xbox Game Showcase will be at June 7th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, with the PC Gaming Show yet to be announced and the Game Business Live to be on the 8th of June, which being that Monday, So, yeah, it'll be right there. Summer Games Fest will be on YouTube, Twitch, assuming TikTok and all the other platforms, Facebook, so on and so forth. But hopefully I'll be able to stream it on twitch.tv/Dawnforge. We will see then. All the games that could be coming, but the games and things that are not going to Xbox. Yeah, we got some Xbox news via Gaming Bolt and Game Informer, because Copilot will not be going to the consoles. And there is a bit of a leadership shakeup as well, because Asha Sharma did get up on X and she did say that the Copilot is being dropped from mobile while she was announcing the leadership shakeup. So here's what she said up on X. Quote, Xbox needs to move faster, deepen our connection with the community, and address friction for both players and developers. Today we promoted leaders to help build Xbox while also bringing in new voices to help push us forward. The balance is important as we get the business back on track. As a part of the shift, you will see us begin to retire features that don't align with where we had headed. We will begin winding down Copilot on mobile and will stop development of Copilot on console, end quote. Now, the response has been positive, since some of the players were worried that Sharma would put Copilot on the Xbox. But that wasn't the only thing that was there, because the Xbox executives were also reassigned to some new roles, because some or two of them did leave. And that went to Kotaku, which did include some of the appointment of Jared Palmer as the Vice President of Xbox Engineering, Tim Allen as a CVP of Xbox Design, Jonathan McKay as Xbox Head of Growth, Evan Chaki as the Xbox General Manager of Transformation, and David Scholes as the Head of Xbox Subscriptions and Cloud. Three of those people were previously part of Sharma's Core AI division, and some of the executives have been reassigned to new roles. Jason Ronald was once the Vice President of Gaming Devices and Ecosystem, is now, quote, accountable for Project Helix and the Xbox platform, end quote. Jason Baumant, Vice President of Xbox Experiences, is now with the Product Services and will be the interim head of engineering. Fatima Karadar, Vice President of Gaming AI, will now have a personalization organization that will focus on the players' issues. And Jennifer Cregan will also head up the division's media business. So there are some shakeups that are going on within Xbox. The people are quite shaken up there too, because they're disappointed. IGN did say that Diablo 4 now has a secret cow level, but people are disappointed. So for those who don't know what the secret cow level is, it is just a level where you see cows instead of demon. So we knew that there was also a rumor that a secret cow level that would feature some demonic cows, but we didn't see that yet. But Blizzard did finally make it, and people had to complete the elaborate Easter egg to unlock the dungeons that feature the cows. So players defeat them, they get a bunch of loot. And players have been searching for the secret cow level, and finally the players did find it. YouTuber Lothberger did release a step-by-step tutorial on how to find the secret cow level, and the steps are elaborate. The cow level has not been accessible from the jump, and players needed a clue and only come available with the release of the Lord of Hatred. Once the Lord of Hatred became available, all the pieces did come in place for the secret cow level, and players were able to open the portal to beat up a bunch of cows. That included the Cow King. So if you manage to kill all of them, you get a bunch of loot, including the Cow King's crown. Now, the crown does have some cow-inspired perks, which would correspond to the day of the week. So if you equip the crown on Friday, you will get a 10.26% mobility damage while moving. And they quoted it from Blizzard as moving, immobilizing. But players went to the dungeon and found the dungeon underwhelming. One person on Reddit did say, quote, "I'm a little disappointed after seeing the level. Given the amount of effort this took to reach, I did expect something a little more, I don't know, wacky. Diablo 3's Whimsicide was just such a stark contrast to the rest of the game," end quote. So they did see this as underwhelming. Players expect a little more. But if this game does meet expectations, it might get a sequel. GamingBolt.com did say that 007, The First Light, sequel could happen if it does well. And that was the CEO of IO Interactive, Hakan Abarak, because he did say that we could see a sequel to 007, First Light, but that would depend on how well the game does. So in an interview with the game business, Abarak did talk about the relationship between the studio and James Bond, IP owner Amazon, how the two companies like to focus on quality. So here's what he said, quote, "There's always some settling to do. There are new people that you have to talk to, but when that change happened, they were very, very impressed with what we had at that point already. And we just got into the collaboration with all the beats and planning we had to do for the marketing. One constant partner from MGM and MGM Amazon now has been our exclusive producer from the other side. He's been there from day one and is still here, And he's been a pivotal anchor point, but from Amazon's side, I'll be bold to say they can see it's a great game. And having invested and taken over that IP, they obviously want to make sure that everything that comes out is great. So once they got into it and played, they became huge supporters, and they were very grateful for that." Now, publication did also note that IO Interactive development methods usually involve making sequels at a lower cost than their predecessors, and that was the case with the Hitman trilogy. Ultimately, however, Abarak said that it comes down to the quality for both IO Interactive and Amazon. It's all about the quality and what we do. And I think that Amazon is in the same place. This is a quote, by the way. "There's no doubt that we all want to see how this is doing. It's not only Amazon, MGM side is also IO Interactive side. Is our character going to be well received? Is there going to be a community that likes him and wants him to see more? I'm so grateful, given the stories we hear every day in this industry. We're so blessed that we are in a place where we can pick and choose where we want to do. So if this goes really well and is beloved thing from the community, why not? End quote. So if things go right, they can make another one. But Ubisoft said, nice try. Okay, PC Gamer did say that Ubisoft was talking about leaks with a altered image. Now, Ubisoft cannot handle its leaks very well. They stink at it. And the Assassin's Creed series did have more leaks than any other game that they have. So even Ubisoft did a joke about the Assassin's Creed Black Flag resynced because it was the worst kept secret that they had. After a leak, and it's just like the age of piracy in Black Flag. But yesterday, the YouTuber Jonathan did post on X a screenshot on an Assassin's Creed codename Invictus, which is a dedicated multiplayer spinoff. And it didn't have much of the image to go off of. Just a character holding two weapons and untextured limited space, which is exactly what you'd expect from a very early look at the Assassin's Creed game. The official Assassin's Creed Twitter did respond to the leak, saying the words, quote, nice try. This might have started an image from our private test, but it's been heavily altered, most probably with AI. Not great to spread misinformation. For those generally curious about the project, we'll share more when the time is right, end quote. So Jonathan has followed up with the original leak with a new similar image that doesn't have any AI alterations. So there are some inconsistencies between the two images, and that's according to PC Gamer. So, will you still play the game? Ubisoft's just trying to have a little bit of fun there. Now we go to controllers. We have Rock, Paper, Shotgun. We know that the Valve Steam controller is out, but Steam shared the CAD files. So why is that? Well, Valve did write a quick announcement. So here's the quote. Today we're making the CAD files for the external shell, surface topology of Steam controller and puck available for download under a Creative Commons license. This includes an STP model of each, an STL model of each, and an engineering drawing, both crucial features, keepouts for each, end quote. Now Valve did say that, quote, your Steam controller is yours, and you have the right to do with it what you want, end quote. But they did recommend that you try to leave it professional. And they did say that any damage will not be covered under warranty, because if you break the Steam controller, you might get hurt. So just have fun with it and be careful with it. Oh, now we got a little bit of fun stuff. Yeah, I said the Minecraft movie too, right? Jack Black is back for the Minecraft movie, as he took to Instagram via GamesRadar.com, and he did share a painting of himself as a Minecraft character, Steve, sitting on the throne and wielding fire from his hand. So Minecraft Movie 2 is a thing. Oh, we got some sales too. On the USShopBattle.net, we got some stuff. Black Ops 7, 45% off right now. World of Warcraft, people, if you don't have the Outland Epic Pack, it's there at half off, $40. And Diablo 2 Resurrected, Reign of the Warlock, is 20% off. And there are more deals out there too. Diablo, the Infernal Edition, is also 25% off. Diablo 4 Standard Edition, 40% off. So on and so forth. World of Warcraft, level 85 character boost, now 30% off. The Classic Name Change, now 30% off. And the Outland Heroic Pack, 50% off. StarCraft 2 Campaign Collection, 25% off. The Digital Deluxe for the Campaign Collection is 33% off. Nova Covert Ops Bundle is 33% off, along with a few others. Call of Duty also got a sale. Doom of the Dark Ages, Sea of Thieves, Outer Worlds 2, Avowed, a lot of other stuff up there. Lots of good sales. But if you want some Xbox bread, PC Gamer did say that an Xbox creator did become the first console designer to bake bread while using some wild yeast that was collected from the Microsoft campus. And that was Seamus Blackley. So he got up on Blue Sky and said, quote, amidst the cognitive dissonance of huge buildings and thousands of employees existing as a result of what my memory is still just as bad slight deck. Written on a red eye flight, I decided to ground myself before the meeting by, of course, collecting the wild yeast on the Microsoft campus, as one fan does. So, he took the yeast, put it in his backpack, and baked some bread with it. Pretty cool. But today we must leave you on a sad note. For the Esports Corner, a former TSM Valorant player, Sim, is now dead because of a tragic accident. And Sim wasn't the only one that was in there. He was his friend, Austin, and this was a car accident. Sim was a player in Valorant, and he started his career in 2020, competing across several Academia and Tier 2 teams, including TSM. And in 2026, he was representing Winthrop University. His close friend, called Harry, got up an X and said, quote, "He brought laughs and smiles to a lot of people," end quote. He was also on a trip celebrating his 21st birthday on May 4th when the accident did happen. And Harry did encourage anyone who could share positive memories of meaningful interactions with one named Tyler, and feel free to share them. His former organization, TSM, also posted a message on X, and they were reflecting on his dedication to the game. Quote, "From elevating our academy program to helping us reach ascension on the main roster, you left your mark on TSM Valorant. You had so much ahead of you, and we miss you dearly. May you and Austin rest in peace. We extend our condolences to Tyler, Austin, and their families."